Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Dream Shakes, the Dream Take podcast. My name is Michael, the Hebrew Hammer Brown, Jeremy Brenner, and Ray Lucas have the night off. Come join me if you guys are trickling in from Twitter and from that horrific Rockets game and their shit tonight. Come join me. Come talk some Rockets basketball. We're going to go for about 25 to 30 minutes tonight. So hopefully you guys will come join me and we'll have some fun. If you're listening to the show later tonight or tomorrow, you guys are awesome. Once again, this is the Dream Take podcast, the number one podcast for SB Nation's The Dream Shake. We'll talk Rockets Jazz tonight, obviously. But to be quite honest with everybody there, were more intriguing storylines than the rest of the NBA, so we're actually going to touch on those as well. There was a great game in Philadelphia versus the Sixers and the Jazz, the Sixers and the Suns. The Suns actually beat the 76ers tonight, so we will discuss that a little bit as well amongst a couple of other storylines. But the most important game to discuss tonight, obviously, is the game versus the Jazz. Let's get to the box score first for the absolutely hated Utah Jazz. They're a heck of a team. Okay, let's start there. Because do I think that they're the best team in the league? No, I don't. I think they're a really good team. I think they can shoot lights out. But anybody who knows basketball knows that the game of basketball changes dramatically when you get to the playoffs. And if there's any Jazz fans watching this right now, feel free to try and change my mind. I don't even think the Jazz make it to the Western Conference Finals. I think they go out in the second round. I like their team. I don't love their team. I don't think their bench, outside of Clarkson and Niang, I think their bench is soft. I think it's okay. I think it's not great. Tonight, Joe Ingles, who's got one of the most punchable faces in the league. It's a reference to one of the greatest movies ever in Step Brothers. There's something about his face that just makes me want to punch it every time I see it. He had 21 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists this evening. Let me see. I'm trying to find some of the comments from tonight's show. I will try and find those here in a few minutes. Once again, getting back to the box score for the game tonight. Royce O'Neal, 2 points, 13 rebounds. Rudy Gobert, 19 points, 18 rebounds. Mike Conley, 11 points, 13 assists, 14 points for Bogdan Bogdanovic. I mean, they had a great game. You know, Jordan Clarkson, 22 points, probably is going to win sixth man of the year. Gordy Niang, 13 points, 3 rebounds. And what's his name? Did not even play this evening. Donovan Mitchell, a great ball player, did not play. Couple things that I noticed from the Rockets' perspective tonight. The first thing being that Christian Wood, again, needs a fellow big man. Tonight, he gets absolutely destroyed by Rudy Gobert. It wasn't even close. It was a big brother taking his little brother out behind the woodshed and just throwing him a beatdown is what it looked like. Christian Wood wanted nothing to do with Rudy Gobert. Once again, not Christian Wood's fault. It comes down to, the point that he just isn't a big guy. He's not a big man. He's not a guy that you can consistently look at and say, okay, go cover Nikola Jokic. Go cover Rudy Gobert. Go cover Joel Embiid. Go cover Anthony Davis. Go cover whoever it is. I mean, insert big guy. It just isn't his game, and that was shown. I mean, the Utah Jazz should have won this game tonight by, 48 points. They could have won the game by 50 points. I don't want to call this game embarrassing, because I know I've said many times in the last few shows that I'm on this new optimism train. I'm on this new, everything's going to be great. Everything's going to be wonderful. We're rebuilding. The more losses we get, the better. And one of the biggest fans of the show, Ryan, so thank you so much for listening once again. He says, is anybody else ready for the regular season to be over? Yes, dear God. Like, that's the perfect way to put it, Ryan. Like, in all honesty, I'm ready for this, for lack of a better term, I'm ready for this garbage to be over. The Rockets just, we get it, man. They're awful. And you saw the disparity between the best team and one of the best teams in the league and us. It wasn't fair. You know, the Jazz are, they're really good. But Ryan sums it up best, that he's just ready for this garbage to be over. I'm ready. We get it. The Rockets pretty much know what they have with this roster at this point. Anthony Lamb, nice ending to the game, 8 minutes. Brooks, Armani Brooks is starting to struggle, a little bit from the three-point line because the league is catching up to him. He's got another offseason needed to get heavier, to put on some muscle. He did have 10 rebounds tonight. But once again, this game could have been a 75-point game. So looking at the Rockets box score, he had 6 points, 10 rebounds. Jayshon Tate, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Was 4 of 19 from the field. Really struggled tonight trying to go up against. The Rockets had no choice. You had to put him in a situation where he had to, be matched up with Rudy Gobert. That's not a fair matchup to Jayshon Tate. I don't care how good Jayshon Tate is defensively or offensively. Going up against Rudy Gobert just is not fair to him. John Wall, 30 minutes, 21 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 8 of 19 from the field. He had a fine game. I mean, we lost by, 23 points. Whatever. Congrats. You had a nice game, John Wall. Kelly Olynyk, 10 points, 7 rebounds. KJ Martin, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Daquan Jeffries finally got some legitimate minutes on the court. I'm curious. Avery Bradley's minutes went down tonight, so that's a positive. If you're a Rockets fan and you're going to look at, try and look at the positives, from this game, the fact that Avery Bradley only played 20 minutes, I think, is a positive. Daquan Jeffries played 20 minutes, too. He got 2 points, 5 rebounds. DJ Wilson, 13 minutes, 6 rebounds, 6 points, 5 rebounds. So if you guys are listening to this show, you guys want something discussed, throw it in the comment section and we will discuss it. We're striving every single game to be the most interactive Rockets podcast in the game. So come hang out with us, come talk some Rockets basketball. Viniscus, I'm so sorry if I butchered your name, my man. We need that talk of trading Wall. He's not even allowing Wood to play, I think is what that comment entails. So thank you so much for the comment. To be honest with you, I don't know who you're going to find to take on the rest of his contract, which is a lot of money. And you and I, I'm going to call you V. You and I, we talked about, before that it all depends on the draft. It really does depend on the draft. KJ or Kevin Porter Jr. Did not play tonight. So you miss him. Daniel House didn't play tonight. David Nwaba didn't play. Sterling Brown didn't play. Eric Gordon didn't play. This game is hard. Okay. This game is very hard on a night in and night out basis. And I feel for Coach Silas, man. I mean, he had to watch his team. There's a lot of work to do this offseason on this roster. And I'll be honest, guys, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Watching this game tonight just makes me feel like I miss the Rockets of yesteryear. Vinicius. Okay, got it. Vinicius. I got you, my man. Vinicius. My bad, man. Vinicius. So, you know, it just makes me miss, you know, Utah is basically playing the way that the Rockets played, you know, for the past couple of years. You know, they've got a dominant big man down low. They have Rudy Gobert. We had Clint Capella. They shot a lot of threes. The Rockets of yesteryear shot a lot of threes. They're one of the best teams in the league. The Rockets were one of the best teams in the league. I'm not going to sit here and I'm going to say that I genuinely hope that the Jazz make a run in the playoffs, because I don't. I hope they lose in the first round. Matt Bullard, who I love, I think his insight is spectacular on the post game. I thought it was interesting when he said that he was going to root for the Jazz, that he thinks that the Jazz, you know, have a shot at winning a title, you know, this year. I'm never going to root for that. I'm never going to root for the Jazz to ever win a title, because I hate the Jazz. I appreciate you, Vinicius, but I will call you V. Ryan Santoro says, John Wall is one of the pieces you build around. End of conversation. Once again, always appreciate, you know, any feedback that you have, Ryan. I think it depends, my man. I think, and we're going to talk about the Kevin Porter Jr. situation here in a second, because he's in the virus protocol for visiting a strip club this past weekend, which I think is something to discuss. I'm very unclear why he was in a strip club when he's, you know, these games are vital to his development. Not the best look for him there, but we can discuss that in a few minutes. But Ryan, I think it all depends on, you know, what you do in the draft. You know, you do have DJ Augustine here still next year. Pops is who I call Lewis Brown. That's my dad. For anybody who hears me call him Pops. But Pops, you know, I think you make a good point that, you know, John Wall is not somebody you build around. I think John Wall is somebody that you have on this team if he can serve a role in some way, shape, or form. But I don't think that he's going to be here long-term. I think John Wall, the most that you'll see him in a Rockets uniform will be next year, and I think after that he'll probably be gone. But the Kevin Porter Jr. situation, not a great look for Kevin Porter Jr. as I'm, if you're watching the live video here, I'm looking at ESPN, and Kevin Porter Jr. is in the virus protocol because he was caught in a strip club, the same club that Sterling Brown, I believe, was assaulted in. And, you know, he's a young player. You know, he's a guy, he's very young. He is going to make mistakes. These are the types of mistakes, though, that can really hurt him. I mean, the last, you know, 10 to 15 games of the season, I think a guy like Kevin Porter Jr. is one of the very few guys on this team that can still get, you know, some valuable playing minutes out of playing the rest of these games. Kelly Olynyk has nothing left to prove to the Rockets fan base, to the Rockets front office, to Team Canada. It doesn't matter. Kelly Olynyk has nothing left to prove the rest of the season. Eric Gordon has nothing left to prove the rest of the season. Armani Brooks has something to prove the rest of the season. Armani Brooks is trying to, excuse me, he's trying to prove to the Rockets front office that he deserves a, you know, spot on this roster going into next season. I think Armani Brooks does have a future with this Rockets organization. I think that he's the type of guy that this Rockets team needs to be trying to bring into the organization and bring onto the roster for the next 12 to 18 months. KJ Martin, I feel like, gets a lot out of playing these last 15 games. The fact that he played 29 minutes tonight, it's getting better. You know, the more shows that I do this and I talk with you guys about this and I look at the minutes that he's playing on the court, it's very clear. And he got another monster block on Rudy Gobert tonight. You know, and V just, you know, commented that about the one of the positives was the huge block on Gobert. Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it's great. And I'm excited about his development. I'm excited about where he's going as being a part of, you know, this Rockets team. You know, it still hurts watching these types of games tonight. No matter how positive you want to be or force yourself to be, when you look at the huge gap between what the Rockets are and what the Jazz are and where the pecking order that the Rockets are at, it just is upsetting. So that's where I'm at tonight. Once again, this is Michael the Hebrew Hammer Brown on SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take podcast, discussing the thorough beatdown that the Jazz put on the Rockets this evening, 112-89. This game was not that close. The Jazz could have won this game by 75-plus points. Ryan Santoro wants to know, do you want Eric Gordon on this team next season? Ryan, that's a really good question. The more I think about this, let me play out a scenario for you where I would want Eric Gordon on this team. Let's say the Rockets end up picking second and they end up drafting Evan Mobley. I would like to see a situation where Kevin Porter Jr. is your shooting guard, or excuse me, Kevin Porter Jr. is your point guard. Kevin Porter Jr. is your point guard. Eric Gordon's your two. Jayshon Tate is your three. Christian Wood is your four. And Evan Mobley is your five. That's a situation where I would want to keep Eric Gordon. If the Rockets end up getting the first overall pick in the draft, they're going Cade Cunningham. You already have a packed backcourt with John Wall and Kevin Porter Jr. I mean, if Eric Gordon would be okay being the sixth man off of the bench, you know, giving you that firepower off the bench where I feel like he's the most effective, I would be okay with keeping him on the team. I'd also be okay with moving him and his contract. And I'm sure, cough, cough, that our owner would be okay with moving his contract as well. You know, if you get a young piece in return, I'm just thinking out loud here, you know, would the Lakers, you know, let's say they don't win the championship this year and the Lakers get really, really desperate next season to win a title, would you trade a guy like Eric Gordon to the Lakers to get a package centered around possibly a guy like Kyle Kuzma and or Talen Horton Tucker, the young kid that they've got? You know, I hate to say this, would you move Eric Gordon for a guy like Kuzma and Alex Caruso? As much as I hate Alex Caruso, you know, moving Eric Gordon to a contender that can, number one, absorb his contract, but also give up some young talent in return. I feel like the Lakers are that team that the Rockets could make a trade with to add a guy like Eric Gordon. So, Ryan, to answer your question, I would be okay either way with Eric Gordon on the team. Gun to my head, I'd probably want to move on from him because I have a strange feeling that the Rockets are going to add either a Jalen Suggs or a Cade Cunningham in this upcoming draft. And don't forget, the Rockets potentially could have two more first-round picks between numbers 20 and 30. I imagine the Rockets are probably going to add some sort of shooting guard / small forward with one of those two picks as well. And the Rockets are going to want to see, as I am going to want to see, what that young player could give this team, you know, giving even less minutes to a guy like Eric Gordon. So realistically, I would say he's probably going to be on the team, but if I had my way, I would say that I would not want him on this team. And Lewis Brown asks, would you trade Gordon to keep Olynyk? Yeah, I mean, I would. I think Kelly Olynyk and Eric Gordon are very similar to me. They're similar in the sense that I think that their contracts are going to be eerily similar when they come up for discussion. If you look at a guy like Gordon's probably, you know, he's already making upwards of, I think it's $18 million a year, somewhere between $16 and $19 million a year. But when you look at a guy like Kelly Olynyk, I think he's going to make, you know, somewhere between $12 to $15 million a year next year. And the reason why I say that they're very similar is Kelly Olynyk really going to be a starter for this Rockets team next season? I don't think so. I also don't think that he's his most effective in the starting lineup. Very similar to Eric Gordon. They're two guys that make, you know, like I just talked about, they make a similar amount of money, but I think that their effectiveness is coming off of the bench. And if you're Rafael Stone, are you really going to want to pay Eric Gordon upwards of $18 million a year and Kelly Olynyk upwards of $14 to $15 million a year to come off of your bench? And it all drives directly back to what happens with the Rockets in the draft. If the Rockets draft Evan Mobley, then they're going to have no use for Kelly Olynyk, I don't believe, if you're going to keep Eric Gordon. If you're going to trade Eric Gordon and you're going to keep Kelly Olynyk and your starting front court is Tate, Wood, and Mobley, then I'm down with that. I'm down with trading Eric Gordon to maintain Kelly Olynyk. I would go on a hot take platform, and I would say that the Rockets will not have Kelly Olynyk and Eric Gordon starting game one next season. Let's move to talking about the Rockets' next couple of games here at the latter part of the Dream Take podcast. The Rockets host the Los Angeles Clippers at home on Friday. I'm going to go ahead, as long as Kevin Porter Jr. is still in the virus protocol, whatever the line is in Vegas, the Rockets are probably going to be about 16 or 17 point dogs, if I had to make a guess. The Rockets will lose by 20 plus on Friday. I see zero way. The Clippers are one of the hottest teams in the league right now. From what I saw tonight, the Rockets simply just don't have enough. No matter how hard they play, the Clippers are just too big, too fast, too strong inside for the Rockets. So I anticipate an ugly game on Friday. For anybody listening to the show right now, thank you so much. And anybody listening on the podcast platform, we will be on Locker Room on Friday night with Jeremy Brenner. I will be at the Astros game, so I will not be with you guys Friday night, unfortunately. And then the Rockets will be back at it with a really tough doubleheader. I mean, they play the Clippers in Toyota Center here in Houston Friday night, and then they travel to Denver on Saturday. That is going to be a late tip. I believe the tip is at 9 o'clock Central Time. You will have me here on Facebook after that game. With all that being said, we're going to keep it relatively short here on the Dream Take podcast. Once again, looking around the association this evening, the Atlanta Hawks are losing to the New York Knicks right now, 137 to 127. Finals, any big games here tonight? We touched on it earlier. The Suns go into Philadelphia and find a way to beat the Philadelphia 76ers, the number one seed in the East. Ladies and gentlemen, the Phoenix Suns might be for real. I still don't believe in them. I think the winner out of the Western Conference still comes out of Los Angeles this year. The Washington Wizards did defeat the Golden State Warriors 118 to 114. Looking at the box score there, Steph Curry only had 18 points tonight, so I believe his stretch of incredible games of 30-plus points did come to an end. Once again, this has been another episode of the Dream Shakes, the Dream Take podcast. Make sure to check out the Dream Shake on Facebook at the Dream Shake. You can check the Dream Shake out on Twitter at Dream Shake SBN. You can check me out on Twitter at BSW Podcast underscore MB. You can also check out my podcast host, Mr. Jeremy Brenner at Jeremy Brenner, JeremyBrenner. And finally, check out the Dream Take podcast on Twitter at The Dream Take. Until next time, Rockets fans, once again, we will be back with you on Friday evening with Jeremy Brenner on the Locker Room. And until next time, Rockets fans, go Rockets.